Welcome, midweek podcast listeners. Today we're in John chapter 15. I'm going to read verses 5 to 8, and we're particularly going to focus on verse 7. John 15, 5 to 8. Jesus says, "I'm the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." I am the vine, Jesus says. In other words, I am the true people of God, he's saying. Everything that humanity was originally made to be, that Israel was chosen to be, that is what Jesus is. That is who he is, finally getting it right where we have got things so badly wrong. And then he goes on, "You are the branches," he says, connected to him, if we're trusting him. He's speaking to his disciples here the night before he dies. "And our only hope of bearing fruit if we remain in him." I'm recording this late on Tuesday afternoon. It's beginning to calm down outside as I do so. But we're driving back from school this morning. The roads were littered, especially the edges of the road, with so many branches that had broken off trees lying along the edge. Some no doubt will find their way to fires and to fireplaces. How do we avoid being the spiritual equivalent of that? How do we avoid not remaining in Jesus? Being cut off from him and destroyed, as Jesus talks about in verse 6. Well, he shows us the way, doesn't he? In verse 7, we're to remain in him. And how do we do that? By having, well, one of the ways he tells us is by having his words remain in us. There's a number of aspects of remaining in Jesus, but we're just going to focus in on this one today. Having his words remain in us. If we want to walk closely with Jesus in a life-giving way, we need to be those who have his words remaining in us. We need to be those who listen to his words. That's how it works, isn't it? In any other relationship. It's odd sometimes how we think it's, just assume it can be so different when it comes to relating to Jesus. If I ask you, how are relationships in your family at the moment? Are they healthy? Well, one of the things you'll think about, we'll all think about when we get asked that question is, well, how are we going? Are we talking to one another? Are we listening to one another at home? Because if we're not, things aren't healthy, are they? It's like that with a friendship. You can have a very close friendship, but as over time, perhaps, we stop listening to one another, talking to one another, inevitably we drift apart, don't we? It's very strange sometimes that we think it doesn't work like that with Jesus. We could think we have a very healthy relationship when we never listen to his words and talk back to him about what he says. Jesus says, if we want to remain in him, his words must remain in us. We must be those who listen to him and then talk back to him about what we hear. Have his words shape what we ask him for. See that connection there at the end of verse 7? If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. So our prayers will begin to be shaped by Jesus' words that remain in us. And they'll begin to be answered. This is to his Father's glory. Jesus says, it will be given you. You know, our prayers will be answered because we'll be praying more in line with what God wants. And that will be to God the Father's glory. And we'll bear much fruit, showing ourselves to be Jesus' disciples as we live lives that bring blessing to others and glory to his Father too. So, having said all that, just notice now again that connection. Verse 7. Remaining in Jesus means having his words remain in us. Do you hear Jesus' encouragements to be those who have his words remain in us, to be those who listen to him? I was hugely encouraged on Sunday just gone, by a number of things. Encouraging to meet together, always the highlight of the week, gathering as God's people. Doesn't always feel like the highlight of the week, but he tells us it is, and it's good to be together this Sunday. Seeing new people back at church for the first time. seeing that most weeks at the moment, that's so encouraging too. Seeing people serving in costly, demanding ways. Coming early to set up the PA, concentrating on running that well for the sake of others. Leading our music, playing music outside in a not terribly warm churchyard. People welcoming, when welcoming is a bit more complicated at the moment with ticking people off and making sure we're sat safely. It was encouraging being at Christ Church Wokingham, seeing that church family in good heart in the morning. Particularly encouraged in the evening, seeing a couple of people in a very English way just deciding that they were going to have refreshments after church. So out came the camping chair when the service was over. Out came the flask and they sat and they drank tea and coffee together. I thought that was absolutely brilliant, done appropriately in a group of six or less than six. Lots to be encouraged by, but something else that massively encouraged me this Sunday too was someone else sharing, not remotely in a showing off kind of way, that they're trying to read the whole Bible through this year. They found a plan, there are lots of plans around, and they're giving it a go. Not showing off in the slightest. Actually, they were coming to say, I'm finding this quite hard. Do others struggle with the Old Testament, they asked. Yes, I said, I've read the Bible through in a year several times now, and often it's felt like a bit of a slog at points as well. But I was so encouraged. How brilliant is that? What a brilliant way of having Jesus' words remain in us. Where do we find Jesus' words today? We might think it's just in the Gospels, just in the bit so that in some versions of the Bible are in red letters, the words of Jesus that are actually in quotation marks, kind of directly quoting him while he was on earth. Well, yes, those are definitely Jesus' words, but actually, the whole Bible tells us it's all Jesus' words too. You want to hear Jesus' words, you want to have them remain in you. Well, we need the whole Bible. And so what a brilliant thing to read it all. And it just made me think, what a great thing that is. And I suppose a question as we finish, how are you letting Jesus' words remain in you at the moment? It may well be that reading the whole Bible through in a year just feels like a bit much. And that's fine, I'm not reading the whole Bible through this year. But what are we doing? How are we listening to his words so that they can be remaining in us? Small groups play a key part, don't they? Brilliant to be chewing over Jesus' words together, listening to the midweek podcast. That's a great way of having another little injection of Jesus' words week by week. But what else are we doing? What else could we be doing? Maybe just a few moments, a few minutes, other days of the week, maybe even just one or two other days in the week, reading a little bit of the Bible. And then talking back to Jesus about what we've heard him say. If that's not something you've ever done and you're wondering how on earth to get started, well, drop me an email or come and chat to me or Julian. We'd love to chat about that and see if we could help. Maybe it's something you are trying to do, but it's feeling like a slog at the moment. Well, hear Jesus' encouragement. It's not a chore. It does feel like it sometimes, if we're honest, doesn't it? But actually, what a privilege to be those who get to listen to Jesus, to have his words remain in us, so that we grow in closeness, in intimacy with him, that we may live more fruitfully for him, in ways that bless others and bring glory to the Father. Do be encouraged to keep going, listening to him, listening to the Bible. I'll lead us in a prayer now, based on one of the Church of England collects, the Church of England's special prayers, particularly focused on reading the Bible. Let's pray. Blessed Lord, you caused all the Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning. Help us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast to the blessed hope of everlasting life which you have given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ. And as we read them and hear them, please help us to know him better, to remain in him, that we may live fruitfully for him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. I hope that's encouraging. Thanks again for joining us. Just a quick reminder, don't forget to book for Sunday morning, evening services. Please do be doing that via the website. And don't forget the pandemic prayer meeting at 8:30 Friday morning. Would be lovely to see you there if you were able to join us. Otherwise, hopefully see you on Sunday.